got some really groundbreaking stuff that I want to cover with you. Really super groundbreaking. You're not probably going to be able to get your brain around this or absorb all of it. It's difficult to be an adult. It's difficult to be a grown-up. It's difficult to be a professional and to be pursuing professional goals and personal goals and your fitness and obviously your family and everything else. That is hard. That is hard. And being an adult doesn't necessarily lend itself to having fun. I mean, life is fun and I enjoy most everything that I do, with some notable exceptions like email and nonsense. But for the most part, I enjoy my life thoroughly. And that being said, for a really long time, like probably 2 decades, when people would ask me, what do you do for fun? I didn't necessarily have a good answer to that question. And I would usually kid it and say, you know, happy hour, which is true, and sleeping, which is also true. And then I discovered I fell into pickleball. And me, like everyone else, probably around my age, maybe that's it. It's just when you turn 45, I'm 47 now. When you turn 45, you just automatically start liking things like pickleball or bird watching, you know, kind of the advanced age. So I sort of fall into that regardless. And if I've never talked about it, I have a background in tennis. And so I played tennis for a long time. And so moving into pickleball was about as natural progression as it could be. But now I've been playing pickleball for 2 years. And when people ask me what I do for fun, I happily tell them that I play pickleball. And it is really fun. It's an absolute joy. So that I found this at the midpoint of my life is a true blessing. But it goes further or deeper than that, because the idea of engaging in an activity purely just for fun was somewhat foreign to me. And I imagine that it had something to do with feeling guilty that I'm allocating time to something that's trivial. I suppose that's what it is. I viewed fun as not progressing me along to realize my fullest potential, which is, I suppose, one of the things that really animates me. It's becoming the highest and best version of myself. And I don't want you to think that I'm just some psychopath who's only pursuing that and who's not stopping to smell the roses or enjoying the present moment and all that stuff, because I think that I do a good job with that too, but not without some guilt or feeling like I could be using my time and my energy and my attention for something better. And what I wanted to talk with you about today, specifically, I guess, finally getting down to it, is the realization that I've had between appreciating sabbaticals, between understanding that there's a necessity to decompress, that it will provide clarity, that there's so many positive things, and knowing the whole put your oxygen mask on yourself first before you help the kid next to you, that it's better for me to be taking time off, to be doing enjoyable things, to be having fun, because that's going to help me to recharge my batteries. It's going to help me to more fully show up in every aspect of my life. And moving away from, well, if I'm allocating time to this thing, it's a detraction, or it's not allowing me. It's like saying yes to one thing and then saying no to everything else, where I could be saying yes to things that are purely aligned with my professional and other goals. But then having the realization through a conversation I recently had about flow state and how when you're engaging in flow state, which is what I'm going to get into, what you're doing is you are recharging your battery. You are filling your figurative cup up higher than it was, which is then going to allow you to perform at a higher level in whatever it is that you're interested in performing at a higher level on, at. And so it's the shift away from I'm sacrificing to I'm investing. And I think that that's a, at least it is for me, a very, very profound shift. And I'm going to talk about sort of the woo-woo flow in just a second, but that's a big shift. And if we desire change, a change is required. And what worthwhile things are easy? Well, none. They require effort. They require sacrifice and or investment. And I think that you can reframe a sacrifice as an investment. It's like if you're trying to get yourself out of credit card debt. Well, you're going to have to sacrifice and make cuts oftentimes because there's a finite amount of money that's coming in on a monthly basis. So in order to take some of that money and apply it to my credit card debt, I need to reduce spending in other areas. And a lot of people view that as, and I know that I think I have in the past, as a sacrifice. So I'm sacrificing lifestyle oftentimes in service of paying off this debt. But you could reframe that to, I am making an investment in my overall personal finances by paying off this credit card debt. So instead of viewing, moving, reallocating that money from going out to eat to paying down my credit card balances, I could just look at it as an investment, which is going to pay me dividends over the long term. And I think that that's really true. And so to get into this idea of flow state, to reframe time away from my professional life or my family or whatever I'm taking time away from and reallocating that time, attention and energy and potentially money to this activity that brings me into flow state. Once I recognize that there are immense benefits beyond simply the pure enjoyment and fun of engaging in whatever the activity is, then it becomes that investment. And that's a big shift for me. That's a big shift for me. And perhaps you will find value in that as well. But so what I wanted to talk about, and I've said that 50 times, so I'm just going to start talking about it, is that flow state is one of the most undervalued returns on investment that you're engaging in or that you could be engaging in. So it is a huge ROI. Finding your flow state, whatever it might be, it could be pickleball for you, it could be gardening, it could be painting, it could be, it doesn't matter, walking on the beach, it could be meditation. That engaging in those activities could make you more money than any other productivity hack or whatever it is that we're trying to do ever could do. So we've fallen into this rhythm trap of trying to out-optimize everything and find the next tip, trick, hack that's going to get you that ROI when in fact it's been under our nose the whole time. That thing that you really like doing is the thing that's going to give you the greatest return on your investment. So when we talk about flow, it's not a leisure activity. What it can be is an efficiency multiplier. And that's a pretty powerful thing because when you find yourself in a flow state. And when we talk about that, that just means that you're just sort of lost in doing the thing that you're doing. You're not paying attention to time. You're locked in. You're absolutely doing deep work because either it demands it of you or it's just you like doing it so much that you are falling into it wholeheartedly. So if you're water skiing, you are for sure focused 1,000% on what you're doing. If you're mountain climbing, you better be focused on what you're doing. If you're competing in athletics, you better be focused on what you're doing. But it's also just being totally immersed in the sand under your feet or the water splashing on your feet, whatever it is. Time compresses, you stop even paying attention to it. You stop being self-conscious. You are no longer distracted at all. And you are doing something that you are either working to get good at or you're already really good at it, and you're challenging yourself to do it better or just fully engage in it. And when you're doing that, that's when our brains are operating at their most coherent level. When you are in that state, you produce more work, higher quality with a lot less resistance and a lot less time. So it's not a recreation, even though it might very well be, and hopefully it is. It's a performance enhancer. That's a legal one. It's sustainable and it's highly repeatable. These are most oftentimes activities that are super healthy for you. So find yourself in flow. You can find what it is. It's the antidote to two great enemies of productivity, which are cognitive fragmentation, you're bouncing around, and emotional exhaustion, you're just over it. So going into flow gets rid of all of those. So it's not a luxury. I think that you can start looking at flow as a maintenance type activity. It's upkeep, it's sharpening the axe instead of just hitting the tree harder with a blunt object. And you know, I'm fond of talking about your most valuable resources, which of course are time, energy, attention, and money. And I think that flow absolutely replaces your attention, or rather enhances or replenishes your attention. It energizes you even more. Even if you're engaging in physical activity, you leave and you feel great. And I think that it can also extend time because it's going to help you to be more productive, because you're going to be rejuvenated and refocused and more clarified. So, I think it's just a wonderful tool for helping you to be a better steward of your most valuable resources. Think of it as, you know, we obviously have to plug in thousands of devices now. And when I have kids, now there's 50,000 devices that must be maintained. But it's a battery charger that is designed, or rather disguised, as a good time. So it's pretty cool. So you can think about flow, or I advocate that you think about flow as a competitive advantage that will help you avoid burnout and help you get do less multitasking, help you to be less stimulated, certainly less overwhelmed, and it'll keep you away from doom scrolling. So I think that it can give you a distinct and measurable advantage because you're doing work in a state that most people rarely even enter. And the person who can consistently access flow is going to outperform the hustler who's grinding 12 hours a day and a half-distracted fog. So the more flow you have outside your work, the more quickly and reliably you can trigger flow inside of what you do. And I think that flow, like so many things like self-management and discipline, these are muscles that we can train, and it's a skill. So your flow activity outside of work is a rehearsal for the flow that you want inside of your work. And there's a direct ROI in terms of business, where I think that when you're in flow, it's going to increase the amount of just productivity you have. You'll ship more product, you'll create more content, you'll have more clarity of thought, and I think it's just going to result in better everything. I think it also is going to reduce the amount of time that it takes for you to recover. If you don't find yourself burning out all the way, you're going to have fewer unproductive days, and you're going to be a lot more consistent with how you are able to show up. So you're going to have a higher level of energy more consistently. There's going to be less friction. I think that you'll just be a better decision maker. You'll be more efficient. You'll start tasks faster. You'll stay with them longer, and you'll complete them more easily. And I also think that it's going to improve your emotional set point, knowing that you are going to be engaging in flow or the activities that you really like. It's going to help you be calmer, clearer, more grounded, just a better person, better parent, husband, wife, whatever it is that you're doing. And all of this stuff leads to better overall performance. And I think that when you find yourself in flow consistently, it's going to, I think it's clear, benefit every aspect of life. Whatever it is, it's going to deepen your ability to go deep in other forms of your work as well, because you're conditioning yourself to be locked in. You're conditioning yourself to embrace the power of full commitment, which is why you want to do those activities, because they're fun and the things you really enjoy, and you get good at them. And then that's going to map over to every other aspect of your life, or at least the aspects that you're interested in getting better at. And so, in terms of just helping your overall standard operating procedure, your overall system, however you like to think about your life, if it's if it's exercise and your diet and your spiritual, think about the six key areas that I talk about: your family, your community, your work and your money, your well-being, your personal development, and then your peace of mind. I think that you can look and see, okay, there's direct tentacles that reach out and touch all of these, because when I am consistently engaged and in flow, and I can make it and more, kind of sounds silly, but systematize my flow type activities and calendar them, that's, why wouldn't that be a good thing? Why wouldn't that be a good thing? So I think that there's a recognition that we are not machines, and that we do need to be able to take a step back, and we do need to be able to, we have to be able to recharge our batteries. And if we're not careful, we will burn ourselves out. And just fundamentally, why not want to do more fun things in your life, especially now knowing that it's going to have greater benefits, that it's going to have a return on your investment. So recognizing that, there's a cleansing aspect to it. It's flushing out the noise and just getting rid of a lot of the crap. I think that it's kind of like a could be a physical, psychological, emotional fast too. You just do less of the stuff that you don't like and a little bit more of the things you really do. And when you do finish your flow state activity, it's going to help you to return to whatever else you're doing with more aligned energy and more clear attention. So nothing but a really positive thing. So I think that if you can, it is definitely possible once you start to do these things consistently and you start building your flow activities into your calendar, that you'll be able to track, are there key performance indicators here? If I am spending 20 minutes a week in flow, if I'm spending 20 minutes a day, if I'm doing an hour a day, you can directly look and see, okay, over the course of months, quarters, a year, what is my overall level of happiness? Am I more successful? And I advocate, I submit that you will be, that all six areas of your life will improve when you make time in your schedule, in your calendar. It needs to go into your calendar to do these things and to get over the, overcome any guilt or hesitation and concern that it's a waste of your time. Well, hopefully I've laid out and made a case that it's absolutely not, that this is in fact an investment, that it's going to be a really, really, really important thing. So now this doesn't mean that that's easy, because what are the activities? Because you've maybe found yourself at this age of your life, in this stage of your life, and maybe you were like me when people ask you what you do for fun, you're like, I have no idea. So think about the things that you enjoy most, the things that make you the happiest, whatever it is. It could be writing, it could be cooking, it could be gardening, pickleball, it could be a sport, it could be playing Sudoku. I'm completely agnostic to what these things are, but that's what I just think about. Think about what those activities are, and then think about how can I do more of these, and just start small. Maybe start one day a week. How can you do it for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? And I'd say keep going. As you feel better about it, I think that you'll get more excited about the potential that it's okay to add fun things into your life, because, again, hopefully I've made the business case that it is there. And life's too short to just only do productive things. It's okay to have fun, because it gives you the opportunity to do all the things that I've been talking about. So be curious to see and hear what your thoughts on that are. Could be that this is the most obvious thing and that you already knew all of this. And if that's the case, then that's awesome. But as always, what I'm trying to do is do my part by doing my best. And I'm encouraging you to do your part by doing your best and having a little bit of fun. Let's go.